FM 90.3 WJTL, Hawk Nelson, Miracles. He still does them. I am they. My feet are on the rock. And Switchfoot, Love Alone is Worth the Fight. Hey, good morning, 722.
Weather-wise today, high wind warning in effect from 9 this morning till 8 tonight. Clouds and showers and maybe a thunderstorm this morning. Turning windy and colder. Temperatures rising near 63 by 11 a.m., then falling to about 50 this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight. Breezy. 31 for the low. We'll probably feel more like the 20s with the wind chill. And then Thursday, mostly sunny and 46. Very foggy right now. 45 in Harrisburg, 49 in York, and 47 in Lancaster.
Our friends Kendra Martin and Tammy Briggs hanging out with us this morning from Camp Hebron. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for braving the fog and the wind to come spend some time with us today. And Kendra Martin is the program manager at Camp Hebron. And Kendra, tell us about Camp Hebron.
Yeah, Camp Hebron is a Christian camp and retreat center, and it is just about 20 minutes outside of Harrisburg. We have 340 acres. Our southern borders the Appalachian Trail, so lots of trees and beauty.
And you have a lot of family camps, kids camps, and all kinds of stuff that you're starting to make plans for now, I'm guessing.
We do, yes. We have a lot of variety. We've got horse camps and family camps and your regular overnight camp, day camp, lots of fun things to do.
And if folks want to find out specifically what's there for them, they can visit you online.
Yes, camphebron.org.
And you must have some great stories about past times when cool things happen when God worked through Camp Hebron to touch people's lives.
Yeah, actually, I was reviewing a campership application, and there was a teenager who had some behavioral issues, and actually just talked to someone who has been like a behavioral specialist consultant about him coming back. And last year was his first year, and it was pretty rough at the beginning of the week. He just didn't know how to handle camp, and it was overwhelming. But
sure.
At the end of the week, he seemed to really be enjoying it. He's usually negative self-talk and things like that. But she said, as he talked about it, he realized he gained self-esteem, realized he could do more than he thought, and he's excited to come back.
That's really cool. Very exciting. And Tammy Briggs is with us. She's the communication director at Camp Hebron. Good morning again, Tammy.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Tell us about this cool thing. I love just even reading this. Boots and Blue Jean Auction. What's that?
Oh, it's going to be incredible. It's an online auction. Also, it's a live auction and silent auction. It's going to be on April 19th, but it's actually going on right now live online.
And I know Lisa was just looking.
Right now, yeah, she's.
Do you really have 41,000 different things on there?
We have $41,000 worth of items. We have 481 items, which
That's
is
crazy.
Quite a lot. Yeah.
That's crazy. What? How much are you hoping to raise with your online auction?
I hope we can raise $20,000 altogether with the live and the online auction.
Yeah.
You got to take a look. There's awesome prizes, there's excursions and gift cards and all kinds of stuff on there.
Yeah. So what's some of your favorite stuff on there?
I like the sky. There's a skydiving jump.
Uh-huh.
There's tubing. There's zip lining. So for the adventurous type.
Have you ever been skydiving?
I have not.
But are you going to try it?
I don't think I will, but I know someone will.
Yeah.
But I do love tubing. Tubing down the Delaware. We have four different tubing trips.
Oh, cool.
So it's going to be, yeah.
It's a great way to get some cool stuff, but also to support Camp Hebron.
Yeah, so definitely specifically to support our horsemanship program. We do house and care for 20 horses all year round.
Okay. And if folks want to see all the different stuff like Lisa's looking at right now, how do you, what's
just
the best way to look at
it? Just go to camphebron.org and do a /auction. That'd be your quickest way to get there. Or you can just go to camphebron.org/events.
And then, so the day of auction, the silent auction, how's that work differently than the online one?
So the online's kicking it off. It's going on now and until April 15th.
Okay.
And then April 19th, you can actually physically come or you could be an absentee bidder. And then the highest bid obviously comes to the auction. Unless it's already been bought.
Right.
And you can bid on it there, and highest bidder wins.
So check it out online, camphebron.org. And we're pretty happy to be part of your upcoming golf tournament as well. Tell us about that.
Yes, WJTL is our media sponsor. We have a golf tournament in Lebanon at Royal Oaks on May 3rd. It's a Thursday.
Okay. Can they get info about that online?
Definitely. Same thing, camphebron.org/events/golf. It's a great event. It's a scramble. Lots of fun, lots of prizes.
It goes towards our campership.
Sure. So the Boots and Blue Jeans auction, check that out. There's online bidding. Find out about being a part of the golf tournament or the silent auction or the day of auction. All of it at camphebron.org. We'll talk more with Tammy and Kendra coming up in just a bit. Nicole Norman taking us back to the music. This is Be My Rescue on FM 90.3 WJT.